Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan, part of the Talking Puck family. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And don't forget, of course, about our Sunday night show, Talking Puck TV, at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. Well, today's Tiny Biscuits is about New York Rangers star Artemi Panarin and his statement that if the NHL and the NHLPA can't agree on a fix for the league's financial system, then players just shouldn't bother reporting to training camp this summer. Panarin took to social media with a long statement, covered a couple of different things, but probably the most important thing to come out of all that was him talking about how for the last 20-ish years, escrow has been a thing, and he says it's time to fix escrow. We as players cannot report to camp to resume play without already having an agreement in place. We're all in this together. Panarin does cite the fact that owners' equity continues to grow exponentially, yet it's still a 50-50 split. And this is a very basic explanation if you don't exactly know how escrow works, but, and there's more to it than this, but this is the simplest I can give it to you. So there's that 50-50 split. If player salaries cost more than 50%, that 50% or whatever the overage is, let's say it's 2%, that's held back in escrow, and that goes back into the pot to make it, once again, a 50-50 split of revenue. And that's how that is supposed to work with revenue, to keep it 50-50 between owners and players, so the salaries are held back in escrow. A lot of players don't like escrow. I don't think the players ever really did like escrow, but you'll remember Gary Bettman, in order to obtain cost certainty, took down the entire 04-05 NHL season in order to do so, to come out with a cap and then escrow coming out of it. So now, as we're looking at where things are right now with the NHL, the guys who are signing these big contracts end up putting this money aside. They don't always get it back. Sometimes it does go to the owners. And you can argue all you want about owners and GMs and team presidents needing to be saved from themselves as far as spending money on these guys. But, I mean, that's just a fact. Somebody's going to overspend. Someone will overpay. They always do. That is not the fault of the players. And so the players have to try to refund this money into this through escrow. And Panarin is saying he and many of his fellow player brethren have had enough. Is this the time to take a stand? Baseball really got close to, and it's still about money with baseball, but the commissioner can unilaterally force the season onto the players, which is what's happening. And so they're not going to fight yet to the point where there's not going to be baseball. If there is no baseball, it will be because of COVID-19. The money issues are there and they're brewing. For the National Hockey League, for this to be something where players say, we're not going to come back to camp, keep in mind, it's about 2 weeks away until the NHL wants to start training camps once again and get this going here to get into this 24-team tournament. This is pretty immediate. Now, there is an ESPN report saying that the players and owners have an understanding on a range for escrow and that it's capped at a certain percentage going forward. The speculation has it somewhere between 20 to 25% for 2 or 3 years. And the NHL, of course, wants to extend the current CBA, which is set to expire in September of 2022. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I know that the players are going to push really hard to try to gain some of what they lost back. I just don't know if this summer season is the perfect time to do this, which it may be, or the absolute wrong time to do this in order to come back. But if there's enough players, and this is the undercurrent, the disgruntled players who don't really want to come back and they feel that it could be a safety issue and a health issue, what better time then to wage your war and try to get your escrow amount either lessened or removed? I don't think it'll ever come out. I'll be honest with you. Escrow is pretty much always going to be there. It's just a matter of trying to give less to escrow if you're the players. So that said, I think we may, unfortunately, hockey fans, if this stone gathers momentum, be in for a situation where it's not only just about health, but it does indeed become about money. And I can tell you this, that makes fans sour. That's it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan. Follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and check out our brand new hockey Discord where we talk about this and other subjects. You can post videos, you can post pictures, audio, all kinds of fun stuff going on there. The link to join the Discord is in my Twitter bio at Callahan on Air. And don't forget about Talking Puck TV, 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific. Myself and former Avs voice Mike Haynes on Twitch, YouTube, and Mixer. Talk to you next time.